This is Commonwealth, a series dedicated to the expression of healthy discourse through conversations with friends and respected guests. Join me as we tackle hot topics, personal concerns, and other engaging themes. On this journey, I challenge you to not be so quick to react, but to be considerate and thoughtful of the actions we take. I'm your captain and host, Devin DeCasa. Are we all ready?
2, 5, 7.
Okay. Ashley. Mm-hmm. Ready.
Yeah.
Sharon.
Sharon.
That's not how you say my name, but okay.
Sharon. Anna.
Yep.
Kiana. See, y'all could be a goofy. All right. Okay. Okay. Once again, enunciate in. Hello there. No, I'm not even starting like that. This is my first episode of my podcast. My name is Devin Olden, or you can call me DeCasa. That's my artist name. And I present to you Commonwealth, where we're learning extraordinary things from the typical or the everyday person. So I believe that we can learn something from everybody, like from the everyday person, from the electrician to the plumber to the doctor to the lawyer. And I'm just trying to share some knowledge and some advice with my buds, my friends. So I'm glad to have y'all here for real. Like, I'm blessed, and I'm honored to have y'all. Thanks, Dad. Okay, cool. So let me go and give like a proper introduction. All right. So I'm blessed, and I'm honored to have the benevolent, the illustrious, the lovely, sometimes spiteful crew from. We're not gonna name the university, but from my future alma mater or the school I attend. Y'all, let's give it up. Let's give it up. This one good time. All right, cool. Okay, all right. So the first question I have for y'all is it's an easy one. So what's something that you're most proud of? It can be anything, like, hey, I got my own dog, insurance, car. I'm a starter on the basketball team. Anything. Let's have some table talk.
I mean, I'll start. I think what I'm most proud of so far in my life is that I've gone through my undergrad and now I'm in a master's program and I haven't paid a single cent for any of it.
Woo!
I've been able to take that burden off my parents and just use my talents and my abilities in order to pay for my education, which is ultimately most important. And that's just what I'm most proud of.
Hey, high fiver.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how we want to go around? We want to go around clockwise, counterclockwise. Okay.
Go for it. I guess I would say so far I'm most proud of being good. I guess I'm most proud of my education so far. Just graduating undergrad and starting a master's. Like, I kind of always had a plan in my head to like further my education, but now that it's kind of in reality, like it's coming forth, it's pretty awesome.
Dope.
Yeah.
Miss Sharon, talk to me.
The thing I'm most proud of. Thanks.
Nah, take your time if you need to. It's no trick. It doesn't even have to be like school related. It can be anything. Like, hey, I got my own car. Hey, I got this, I got that. Or, you know, I took this off of somebody else's hands. Stuff like that. Anything.
I'm going to keep it school related though. I got through my undergraduate degree. And like with like less than 2 months left of my graduating semester, I decided to change paths and that got me here.
Hey, that's what's
and
up.
I think I'm pretty proud of that I just went with it. I took one heck of a leap of faith, mm-hmm. as some of my family called it. They're like, are you sure? And I was like, well, I'm here.
And I mean, I even think for you just coming from Virginia
to
here, I think that's a huge leap. I mean, I've been
2.5 hour leap, but
you know,
still a leap.
You know, pish posh. You know, dope. Miss Hannah, talk to me.
So I'd probably have to say, I'm gonna chime in with all you guys, really, coming for my master's degree, because if you know me, you know that I absolutely hate school with a passion. Yep. I'd much rather work. So just being able to roll with that and keep doing school and something that I'm really interested in. So, and then being able to make all these connections while I'm here, it's great.
Dope. Because personally, like, I guess this is just me, like, speaking real time, is that something that I'm most proud of, since we're all, like, going around the table, is that I'm able to, like, kind of make friends with y'all kind of quickly. I'm not sure if y'all call me your friend.
This one.
So, I mean, I'm most proud to say that, and even, like, I think I tell y'all all the time, of course, like, I sketch, I paint, I draw, all that great stuff, and just y'all, like, letting me, like, air out whatever I got to say, that for real, like, means a lot. So I'm proud of this being my first podcast, well, technical podcast.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I dropped the ball on the
first
one. It was super dope, but I dropped the ball on the first one. Can't even lie on that one. But so now my next question is, what is next for y'all, like, after this? Because I think sometimes we put ourselves, like, in a box. Like, instead of going for, like, passion or, like, purpose, you know, those are two completely different questions. Like, what's your passion? What's your purpose? Sometimes we go the route of, well, because I went to school for this, I have to do that. So I guess I'll kick it off by saying what's next for me is, of course, like, pharmacy school. But I can only see myself being a pharmacist for, like, 5-6 years and then using that as, like, a, yeah, I know, it's like you're putting in 4 years to get out five. But I mean, it's for the, of course I want to help out, like, the people around me, but I think that's important, just to, like, talk to the community and, like, get to know the people around me, so that way I can do, like, something I'm passionate about. So I really want to be, like, an artist. Like, I can just paint all day, and I can just, like, write books and stuff like that on it, and eventually put the paint and the writing together and somehow, like, make my own comic book. And I think that is, like, fly to me.
That's
or, like,
awesome.
Make my own.
Awesome. I mean,
just because it's, like, something so, like, risque, you know what I mean? So, once again, it doesn't have to be anything, like, as risk-taking as that, if you want to call it. But what's just next for y'all? Like, I guess you can say, break it down into 5 years, 10 years.
I think that's a, for me at least, it's a challenging question, because I know my senior year of undergrad, I called it my middle life crisis, or my young adult crisis, and that I didn't exactly know what was next for me, and being surrounded by so many high achieving people, it was very kind of disconcerting that other people were knowing what they were going to do with their lives, and I had no idea. And I think coming into this program, I still have no idea what's next and what's going to come from it, but I think this is a good foundation in the right direction of where I want to be. And whether that be I pursue more of a clinical kind of field and going into nursing school after this, or whether I want to stay grounded in public health and being on the more, in the more behind the scenes role of healthcare and stuff like that. So I'm kind of using this time as an exploration period for myself, just to see what's to come next. So what's coming next? I have no idea, but I think a big learning step for me has been, like, being comfortable with not knowing and not forcing the issue. And so that's kind of the point in my life where I'm at right now.
But, like, so how does it feel though? Like, does it feel like you're going into the right direction, or is like, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, laying with it, rock with it?
I think some days the public health thing is really, like, it's really eye-opening to me sometimes. But then there are other times where I'm like, one, there's not a lot of money in just going into public health. But then two, you're like, you're impacting so many people.
Yeah.
But I can also do that in other ways. Whether I want to be hands-on in the face of, like, all the issues and the challenges, or trying to implement things in the background that I may not even see go into fruition. So that's just kind of what I'm battling with right now. So, yeah.
Dope. How are we? Clockwise, kind of clockwise. Well, let's just keep things in order. Yeah, you're being voluntold. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what comes next after this program. My original plan was PA school. However, I didn't get in when I applied, but I got into public health, so I kind of landed here. And I really am...
Clap it up. Clap it up. That's huge. That's huge.
And so, I don't know, but I really enjoyed, like, being in this program, and I think, I don't know how you, what you believe in or whatever, but I kind of feel like almost it was kind of like a destiny thing that I'm here, because I wouldn't have pursued public health if I hadn't, like, applied to the dual program here and only gotten to one part of the program, you know, so I think I'm definitely, gonna pursue a career in public health as opposed to clinical, but I don't really know exactly what that looks like.
So does it feel like you're going to the right direction?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, this is sharing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I'm a laughy, jokey guy.
Yeah, it's okay. My ultimate goal is to be a mental health advocate, because I'm very passionate about psychology. Mm-hmm. It was part of my undergraduate experience. And the fact that my undergraduate school at the time that I was there didn't have a whole lot of mental health, like, resources available to the students, it really impacted me to, like, want to advocate more so for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see myself doing that for a while. Maybe branch off to, like, the CDC to help them work on, like, public service announcements related to anything and everything. I was also a theater major.
Okay, PSA, so.
Yeah. And
thespian. Hey.
Always.
Go ahead.
And hopefully within 10 years, I will have convinced my boyfriend that marriage is a good idea.
Love that.
That's a whole nother beast.
Yeah, it is.
We will get there. We will get there.
Yeah.
You know, that's next episode. That's tough. That is tough.
Take notes.
So, how does it feel?
Well, you said 5 and 10.
Oh.
So, yeah. That was the 10-year.
True. How does it feel?
I feel like this is where I needed to be. Honestly, like, I got into all the schools that I applied to in regards to public health.
Mm-hmm.
Financially and personally, this was the one that spoke to me the most, because I wasn't just another number in the machine, because a lot of the schools I applied to, only one was in Virginia. I had applied to a couple places in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
one place in Kentucky, and here. And all of the other schools, I was just a number.
Gotcha. Have you been to the other schools, though? Like, actually, like, toured?
I visited the ones in Pennsylvania, like, during one of our family vacations up there, but not any of the other ones.
Gotcha. Miss Hannah, talk to me.
I'm just laughing.
What's the 10?
I'm just laughing because I deferred the question as if I could figure out my life in those 2 minutes.
I mean, you know, we got class in a few. It's okay.
It's
fine.
Don't rush. But, honestly, I really don't know. And then when I was in the process of waiting to see if I got in between undergrad and now,
mm-hmm.
One of my mentors basically told me that it's okay not to know what you're gonna do,
right.
Because, and it might seem like this long period of time right now, but really in this whole span of your life, it's just a small moment, mm-hmm. and it's not gonna be that big of a deal in the future. So I really took that to heart and realized that it's okay to take it one day at a time. So now that I'm here, I definitely know that I'm headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm passionate about. Before, during my undergrad, my degree was in PR, and I love doing PR stuff.
Right. I remember
I work for the school, I do public relations there, and then I do a lot of stuff with newspapers, TV, and
you're
all
a sports
that.
Analysis. Let's not, you know, just disregard that, you know.
Yeah, right, then right. Work for the football team too, doing right. Data, mm-hmm. so all that fun stuff. But all of that I enjoyed, but I feel like this is something that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to pursuing that in the future, in whatever direction that might be at the end of these 2 years.
So it feels pretty good?
Yeah.
Direction? Oh. So, as we conclude this this interview, I don't want to call it an interview. Can we call it a forum?
Sure.
I think this is a cool forum. You know,
as we conclude
open.
The table.
Yeah.
The table.
It's fun stuff. So, let's have a fun question. This one just hit me real time. So, do y'all like celebrities? Or y'all do y'all keep up with, do y'all have role models or idols, whatever you want to call them? Like, think of them. Think
asking
of two.
Asking me the question, do I like celebrities? I love reality television.
Okay.
Answers it. Idolize them, if that makes any
I'm
sense.
I'm her.
Cool. So, if you had two celebrity parents, who are they? Like, they can be, I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, straight biology where it's, like, male, female. It can be, like, all right, this person was influential. These two people are influential of who I am. Who would they be?
Will Smith would be my father.
Oh, love it. That's a good one.
Yeah. Who's mom? Jada?
I don't know about the mother yet.
All right. Can we come back?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, for me, if I had... Once again, this is giving, like, people time to come up with one. Like, for me, the older I get, the more I see myself as an older T.I. You know,
you know. Not Pharrell?
I mean, I was thinking.
Yep.
Ooh. Climb it up. Positive energy. That's a tough one. I like Pharrell. Pharrell is like super mellow. Am I super mellow?
Usually.
Usually.
Unless you're really hyper.
Yeah, true. All right, y'all know how I am whenever it's like, it's kind of gloomy outside and it's like, hey, Dave, how you doing?
You're like,
crickets. So probably Pharrell, now that you mention it, Pharrell, and I would either say T.I. or I would say like Future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Future is just like, I think I'm more of a vibe type person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like whenever you start talking to me, I'm more of a, like, you get me the more I start talking. And the more you're going to want to talk to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I might just talk too much. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Clap it up.
Got you.
Ashley, you had an ample amount of time.
No, not enough time. I don't really know. I guess for my dad, automatically, I don't know why this comes to mind, but like Chris Evans, like Captain America, I don't know. Like, me and one of my best friends from high school, like, we've pretty much gone to see, like, all the Marvel movies together and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so,
You're a Marvel person?
Yeah. So we kind of always joke around. Like, she always says that I'm Cap and she's Falcon. So, anyway.
No, that's dope. I didn't know. You were into, like, movies and stuff. That's dope. I don't know. I told you, you give me librarian vibes.
Maybe that's
because you seem very like there's some people that I would like trust with like my house keys. It's like you just feel responsible, right? Like, all right, I think we're going to a nice house party. Where, you know, they'll be serving hors d'oeuvres. I get that vibe. And fancy cheese balls. Can't forget about this.
No, you know, somewhere I live, like, my family, they have pig pickings, okay? Yeah, we have a pig on the grill.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Gotcha.
Pig picking. next, Miss Sharon.
Well,
that was Ashley, by the way, that was talking about.
Celebrity parents. I would say my father would be Ian Somerhalder because he has the Ian Somerhalder Foundation to help like empower and collaborate on multiple different projects.
Mm-hmm.
I also just love him in general for his role in The Vampire Diaries.
Okay, like, go ahead.
Like, I like love everything he stands for.
Gotcha.
and the mother.
I mean, it can be male, female.
I'm gonna just go with Blake Lively because. Mm-hmm. She's got killer style, and I don't necessarily have it, but I feel like I could learn from her if I actually paid more attention to her style.
Gotcha. That's hard.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana. Go ahead. Talk to her.
Oh, man.
And then we got to go back to one more because we couldn't finish it. But go ahead.
I'll see if I can even start it.
I mean, it can be like a music person, an actor, a philanthropist. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
I did? Okay.
Or any combination.
You know, whenever I think of
astrophysicist or something crazy, like weird. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get it, Kiana. We're hearing it up. Okay. On the clock. but...
Whenever I think of moms, I just think of, like, Julia Roberts for some reason.
Oh, she's a good mother character, though. That's a good one.
You know this one?
So, dad. Ooh. That's tough. I feel like I should pick, like, some athlete, but...
Tom Brady.
No. we're not starting on Deflategate over here.
I'm just saying.
Yikes.
Give me an athlete. Oh, LeBron James.
MJ.
Sips water.
Hmm.
Or should we come back to you too?
You might have to come back to me.
Go ahead, Kiana. Hey, listen.
I think my mom would be Alicia Keys. Going back to vibes, she's such a natural born just vibe and empowering woman, and I think she could teach like a child a lot growing up. Mm. So I think she would be a very good just mother in general.
Favorite song by Alicia Keys? You give me teenage love affair vibes. Like, honestly,
That's a good one. Her old stuff, though. The old stuff.
I was wondering who you look like. And now it's just.
Thank you.
I mean, it's. I don't know. Cause she,
such a compliment.
I mean, because Alicia Keys, she's. I don't know. Like,
she's such like a chill, like.
Yeah.
But powerful person. It's just amazing. We were listening to her the other day with my teammates, and I was just like, I just wish I could be here. She's just like, she's a celebrity, but she's like, not. Like, she's in her own world.
Definitely.
But she still has so much influence, so.
She looks like you might, like, see her at, like, Target.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, she still lives the average, you know, the normal vibe. So, feel you. Until she goes to the parking lot and she gets in her Porsche. And then it's like, I forgot the Alicia Keys.
Yeah. Basically.
Hannah, we got 8 minutes for class.
Yep.
Talk to me.
I'm about to give a cop-out answer. You know, I'm from North Carolina.
Right.
Grew up like in UNC.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, why not go with Jordan, Michael Jordan?
That's nice. I like that.
See, and then...
And he recently opened up a medical center.
Yeah, right.
I got another one, too. Like, this must be two or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, he's doing things.
Y'all, I appreciate you for your time. Can we clap it up one more time? Ow!
Go tabletop.
Y'all, I hope we can do that again. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.